Next patient is Long Brenda, L-O-N-G. Long, L-O-N-G, L as in Nancy. Long Brenda, B-R-E-N-D-A, B as in boy. Date of birth is 4/23/60. Date of visit is 9/2/25. Please make a copy for C.J. Peterson, P-E-T-E-R-S-O-N, P-E-T-E-R-S-O-N, A-P-R-N. Next paragraph, chief complaint is nodular lung infiltrate. Next paragraph, fifth present illness. This is a 65-year-old female who had an episode of bronchitis recently, has had recurrent symptoms of bronchitis since childhood, and was sent for a chest CT on on 8/19/25. The chest CT showed multiple areas of reticular nodular infiltrates with three in bud pattern involving right upper lobe and right lower lobe. And there was mild bronchiectasis and mucus plugging and scarring in the right middle lobe and lingula. Findings are most characteristic of atypical mycobacterial infection. There was also a subpleural nodule measuring 1.2 centimeter in the right middle lobe, which is non-specific. And a follow-up CT was suggested. Mild emphysematous changes noted. The patient presently has no significant sputum production. Denies fevers, chills, night sweats, or hemoptysis. And she has not lost any weight. Next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history has included history of recurrent bronchitis and she has had melanoma resected from her right leg in 2004. She had a hysterectomy in 2000. She has no history of diabetes or hypertension. Next, allergies, none listed. Next, habits of patient, denies smoking. She drinks alcohol socially. Next, family history. The patient's mother is in good health. One sister has similar episodes of recurrent bronchitis. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has had no weight loss, fatigue, or fever, no double vision, glaucoma, cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary frequency or burning, no hay fever, just coughing spells, and some wheezing, and no shortness of breath. Denies abdominal pains, nausea, diarrhea, or black stools. says no chest or jaw pain or palpitations, no leg swelling, no anxiety or depression. She says mild joint pains and no muscle aches. No seizures, but has headaches and no memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. And next paragraph, medalist and none at the present time. Next, physical exam, this averagely built, middle-aged white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. There was no sign of this clubbing of perfidema, no lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 117 over 70. Pulse is 72, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 115, saturation 96. HE and ear non-spheric pupils are reactive. Tongue is mild, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. And lung fields are essentially clear. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves goes deep. Intact skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Chronic bronchitis with bronchiectasis. Number 2. Multiple lung nodules. Rule out atypical mycobacterial disease. Number 3, history of melanoma. Next paragraph plan, the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. She was advised to come in for bronchoscopy and lavage and brushings to evaluate the lung nodules. And I was advised to come in for a follow-up here in approximately 6 weeks, or early if necessary. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for C.J. Peterson, APRN. Peterson, P-E-T-E-R-S-O-N, Peterson, APRN. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.